Okay, we are continuing in our Sefer Yadata Kishalom Alecha, and there is a world famous Sforno that we're going to discuss tonight, and hopefully Hashem will give me the ability to come up with some Shalom, but this is really a powerful Sforno. We'll do Beis. We're not going to get to Gimel, just go nice and slow through this as we discuss what exactly is the nature of Shalom Bayis by going to the root of creation. We'll go back to the pasuk we discussed last week of Nasalo Ezer Kenegdo. We spoke about last week that the idea is to make yourself a better person by giving to another. Right? It could have been fused as one body, but it made HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us two bodies in order that we're able to give to another. So here he continues with the word Kenegdo, and he quotes the Sforno black on white. He says, "Ki hanichnas lakaf." If you go onto a scale, not the scales that we go on, the electronic ones, but the old school, you know, the scales with the, you know, the way that Chodesh Adar looks, right? You know, not Chodesh Adar, El, right? Nega davar acher, one corresponding to another. Kishiyeh shavelo b'shekel, when it's the same weight, yeh negdo b'kav yosher. Then the nega, the one corresponding, and they're going to be at the same height. Right? That's how a scale works. That's the Sforno. Umefarish, so that means, she'isha shavel ish, a woman, is similar to a man, b'tzelem, in her image, u'bedmus, in the character. So then the Sforno continues. Kizeh hechrechi lo b'yadiyas tzarchav. That's necessary, that's forced to say, in the knowledge of our necessities, v'imtzim b'moadam, and what we need at given times, Amnam, nonetheless, lo haya roi shehiha ezer shavel agamre. Even though they're equal, they're not entirely equal. Meaning, how could it be? Are you equal or not equal? Remember the book Animal Farm? You guys have read Animal Farm by George Orwell? All animals are equal, but some are more equal than others. That's not what it means here, right? That's the idea of how communism began. But here, that's not what it's saying. This is not communism. It's not that they're totally equal, meaning we're not going to go with the American definition of equal, which is same. Because then one won't have to serve the other. What's that? They won't be right. You can't complete. It doesn't go together, but rather it's two puzzle pieces. Right, as you saw in the flyer, right? So what is shove? What is equal? Equal doesn't mean the same. So now he explains. B'mashe kosva ha-Torah kenegdo, when the Torah writes the word kenegdo, opposite, mizbata ifo atzara shove, that explains the common denominator, hein mulo, opposite, zul umazeh, yes, one corresponds to the other, v'hein hashinoi she'eno kamosa. But at the same time, it's not a contradiction that there is a distinction between the two. Ke'ilu kosev shehi menugedes lo. And then it writes as if she is opposite him. It's the old question, right? Rashi grapples with this question. Why is it Ezer Kenegdo, helper against you? So the Sforno doesn't go with the famous Rashi definition, which is helper versus non-helper. But he's saying equal but different. Mitoch. She'enon domen echad l'sheni. Men and women, husband and wife, are not similar one to another. Yicholum lazor ze laze. They could help one to the other. Ulahashlim ze ze. And to complete one another. And then he writes, because ki'ilu heyu shavim, if they were equal, lo es ha'ev sharus l'trom l'zulaso ma she'en l'bat. So they wouldn't be able to give to the other one what the other one doesn't have. I mean, the perfect example is a puzzle piece, right? You know, when you get the puzzle, you take like 100 piece puzzle, and they're all in different shapes, and they go into each other, but no puzzle piece is the same. But when you put them together, you get that perfect square, right? So that's essentially what's happening. What's that?
Lock and key.
Lock and key, very good. That's another good pestle and mortar. Mrs. Butterman gave you the lock and key example of male, female. Okay. What?
Enzymes.
You must be in the medical profession. You got the sheet there in front of you. Anyway, so this is what the Sforno says, which, again, I don't think this is the grace of Chiddush, because I think everybody says this. And if you don't understand this, you don't understand the Aleph Beis of relationships. But now, Freelander takes it to the next level, of course. So, Kedei Ludas, Kesed Tzarech L'Isyachis, so how do we relate to this? Tzarech L'Dash Mirosh Mashim Afrik. You have to understand How are they, thank you so much, how are they different one from another? L'das, l'redas l'sos da'ato shel ha'sheni, so that one could understand the second one. Meaning, it's nice to know that they're different. Baruch atah Adonai Melech Olam she'ech kol nivra. It's very nice to know that. But shkoyach. So you're different, so what? That's it? You just say we're different than Vayter? You have to understand how you get to the bottom of the, how you understand the second one. Ulahakir et tchunot hashonas, and to understand the different characteristics. Efshir, the key to marriage, right? Understanding the difference between one another. Lamandu b'prakam ha'kodim, we learned in the previous parak, on the bottom of Bez over here. Shebinyan ha'bayis, Mosheses ha'maylas ha'chesed, right? We said in the beginning already that the whole marriage is built on acts of kindness. V'achiyuv ha'mamutalan b'nei ha'zug, and the obligations are upon each of the partners of the couple. Heim chiyuvim shal chesed, their obligations of chesed. We spoke out that it's different than all kinds of chesed, because when it came out to all other kinds of chesed, if you don't do it, somebody else will do it. Ayin Esther. But here, he's saying, we're going to examine this chesed as to what does it mean vis-a-vis recognizing the different characteristics between one of them. And now he goes, Kedei lehischaseid imazulos, in order to give chesed from husband to wife or wife to husband, what's the first stipulation? Atanaya rishonu lehakir oso v'etchunosa v'etzarosa, to recognize the other character traits and their needs. Shame le'itim shonim, it says sometimes, I could cross out that word sometimes. Shame le'itim, sometimes shonim are different, mitzorchav shel mashbiach, so the one who's giving the kindness. So this boy comes to me, he says, I did the nicest thing ever. Why? He says, I got my wife tickets to the Ranger game. You know, that's not an act of kindness. An act of kindness is when you look to see what the other person wants. You know, you don't, like, do what you want and give it to the other person. Oh, this is something I would really be happy with that. You know, that's a good mahalach when you're trying to understand, you know, for a friend, right? You know, the other day we made a video in yeshiva, you know, before the hockey game, we made a pump-up video, and the hashtag was beat the other team. So how did I think, was it a good thing or not a good thing? I said, if I was the other team and they were doing to us, would I be mad at it? I didn't think I would be mad at it. And then I said, okay, good. That doesn't work in this area. Well, it didn't work. We lost. Okay, but that's Minigas we lose double overtime. We have three of us. Anyway, but the point is that the notion of understanding what the other one is not so posh, because you kind of take off your glasses, walk a mile in another man's shoes, proverbially, and try to chop ois what's their interest, and then provide them with that, which is very difficult, because we're normal people who have our own yigias and biases, that we view the world through our own glasses. And now he gives a remarkable Torah. So I always love, if I could store this away for next year, Parshas Mishpatim, and like bring this out, because it's a great vart in Parshas Mishpatim. But for Shalom Bayis and for acts of kindness, this is a remarkable idea that he has. Number of parashas achesed, regarding the parashas achesed, it says, Im kesef tilave es ami, es ha'ani imcha. If you lend money to your nation, to the poor person who was with you. Now, which word is extraneous? Which word is extra? Which word is redundant? No? I think it's Imcha. With you, right?
I think it's Amcha.
Correct. You're okay. Amcha. Amcha. Mefarish Rashi. So what does Rashi explain? Having the stakel ba'atzmacha kilo atam. You have to view yourself as if you're the poor person. When you're giving the poor person the cash, that $10, $18, when you're giving you, you're feeling good about yourself, you have to view yourself as an honor. Frechter, Friedlander, Akasha, Lamasar, Hamaval, Sakal, Atmal, Kilu, Ani. Why does the rich person, I shouldn't say the wealthy person, but why does the person who's, you don't have to be wealthy to lend people money? It's not your money anyway, it's Kodesh Baruch Hu's money. If he wants you to have it, you'll have it, right? So why does he have to view himself as an honor? Hay Dai Lola Das, you should know, it's enough. Kiani Zaka Klavo, just know that the poor person needs money, right? You figured out that his needs are not your needs. You saw him, he needed a new suit for Yontif. So you got him a new suit for Yontif. Beautiful, right? Why do you have to put yourself in his shoes? Ella, HaTorah Limda Osanu Bazeh. The Torah is teaching us something very important. You sowed Gadol Batzias Chesed, a tremendous foundational principle vis-a-vis acts of kindness. Hamal v'yachol yanos el ani ba'ofen nachon u'moshul. The lender could fulfill his requirement, gevaldik, rak im yard l'sov daito v'hargashas ha-nefesh shalom. Only if he starts to think of himself as the poor person with that emotional piece as well. He has to realize, if I don't get that money, what am I going to eat for Yontif? You know, they said this about the Briskarov, right? What's the famous price of the Briskarov? Guy knocks on the door of the Briskarov before Pesach and says, Rebbe, could I be your design the Dalai Kaisis on Pesach with milk? So some rabbis would answer to Shiloh, no. But what the Briskarov is, what do you do? He bought the guy meat. He chapped ice. If he's asking whether he could have the Dalai Kaisis of milk, he has no meat. He put himself in the guy's shoe. What does that mean? Why is he asking that question? Wait, could you imagine the struggle? That's another. You know, so I think in the Briskarov's kever, it said, Ahavas Chesed, right? That's one of those things. The Briskarov, Chai, forget it. But that was his part. He wanted the Chesed. Think about putting yourself in the other person's shoes. V'kachu margish etzarchi oni. Then you could understand the needs of the poor person. Kilo hein tzarchi atzma. This is yours. Imke, therefore, Linyanil, back to our ideas. Harei dvarim kalvachom. How much more so? Halo ani karitz me'osa chomer kemo asher. Right? The ani is cut from the same cloth as the wealthy person. Ela mazlum shayna, but they have different mazl. The wealthy guy got money, the poor person didn't get money, but they come from the same place. Lezeyesh kesef, lezeyin kesef. The wealthy guy got the money, the poor person didn't get the money. V'lakein, because of the mazel that the wealthy person got money, the poor person didn't get money, therefore the poor person relies on the wealthy person to take care of him. The Alzeh Amra Torah, on this the Torah says, Sh'ashem Chuyiv Liros Atatmo, Kilu Atmo Ani Hamavakesh Nidvas Asher. On this, the Torah tells us the wealthy person has to view himself as the poor person who requires the loan. Kol shekein, how much more so? Shemutal al isha chiyuv lahakir tzkunis nafsha shal isha. Now we're going to, okay, that was the Torah, and now we're transitioning into shalom bayis. In the area of chesed, which is the area of loans in general, how do we do chesed? By stepping into other person's shoes. And therefore you do it in a way with tremendous sensitivity, and you really go out of your way to figure out what their precise needs are. That's in true in Chesed and Gan. Again, the story of the Briskarov, remarkable Meister. So now we transition culture, Kane, how much more so when it comes to the necessities of the wife, or for the wife to the husband. The Shalom Bayis is all the same. Husband to wife, wife to husband. Shane Shonis Bahus and Vitavan, they're very different in its nature. Kadesh Yuchalato Simo Chesed, Kafishi's Gukala. He has to do Chesed in a way and recognize how she is, you know, reliant upon him. But she's reliant upon him not because of her weakness, not because of his strength. You know what?
To complete
each other as a method of becoming great by giving chesed, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu determined that you're going to be a man and she's going to be a woman, or she's going to be a woman and you're going to be a man. Not because you have anything over the other party. And once you start thinking like that, you're toast. Right? That's not chesed. What is chesed? Chesed is recognizing the other person and what their needs are, but putting yourself in those shoes, because you could have been in those shoes. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, you're going to be the one giving the chesed, and the other one's going to be taking the chesed. In that particular instance. And trust me, there are multiple times a day when you're going to be needing the chesed. Hinei Nilma, therefore, as a Hevdel ben Ish L'Isha, therefore we understand the distinction between a man and a woman. Matarat HaHevdel B'tivim B'tuchun Asam. Understanding the distinction in their nature and their characteristics. He machmas chovoseihem ba'olamam, hashonas zamizeh. This is because of the responsibilities in this world that are different. You know the old example, I gave it last week, right? He is the secretary, what was the terms I said? I saw it say for once. He's the foreign minister, and she's the minister of the interior. What?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever the terms. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matim l'chol adam tchunos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everybody the characteristics l'vi chachov shematelah, according to the obligations that come incumbent upon them, k'dei sheyuchol l'mali osam b'shleimus kray. In order that, we're able to fill it out b'shleimus. But not because I have... This is such an important nekuda. It's not because I have something over the other party. And once we think like that, that there's something that I got that you don't have, and like therefore, look at me, I'd be... Forget it. That's not chesed. That's an exhibition of narcissism. Right? And that's critical to understand what chesed is. So, you know, we do acts of kindness. It's mamish. It's critical to think like this. And in particular, enough, because... Chas v'shalom, you know, it's like fun to make jokes and stuff like that, but chas v'shalom ever to think that we're giving to the other party. So then he continues in this theme, Gimel. Really, Beis and Gimel are very similar. So let's continue in Gimel, and he's going to give a long story, which I'm going to say outside, because it's just a cool story. Okay, anyway, so Ishti Beisi, starting Gimel. Habayas hichovasa shala isha ba'olama. Really, the house is the woman. Again, we spoke about this 100 times. The woman is the interior minister. I'll get those terms. So she's always she's always worrying about what's happening in the house, right? You know, list, oh, there's no cereal, we got to get cereal, there's no this, we got to get, you know, the screws are coming out like this. I don't know, there's a lot of things that go on at home that we have no idea. And hopefully they get taken care of. And this is the response of the woman. Rav Yossi, Omer, Mimilo Karasu L'Ishti Ishti, Hel L'Ishti Beisi. I never called my woman anything except the term she called his wife was house. What?
Romantic.
It is. Hey, house. You know, don't try that at all. So Shabbos Kuf Shechesu and Beis, he goes, house.
Yeah,
Rav Yossi, you could do it. Right? I might have been blind. No, it's Rav Yossi. Hu ra es chashivas ha'isha. Meaning, he wasn't saying it as a derogatory. He said, because that's a bigger task. The chashivas of the woman, bezeh shim ha'malacha v'asa ha'bayis, because she's fulfilling
The modern generation doesn't...
Oh, my gosh. That's why we're in so much trouble.
No, I don't mean modern. I mean like 2018,
19.
Yeah,
what do we have to... Yeah.
I mean like...
100%. No, there's this idea of looking for fulfillment out of the home is against the nature of a woman. Controversial statement. When women are looking for their fulfillment outside of the home, it always leads... It's going to lead to trouble because... It's not really where their fulfillment's from. Because men, you know, we don't get fulfillment. We're not going to get the fulfillment in the home. We have to get fulfillment by going out and accomplishing things and whatever it is. But by women, it's nishtazoy. Anyway, Chazal Perusha, Be'achad Me'perushayim, Ala Pasuk. This is a remarkable thing. Vayavidu Mitzrayim Et B'nei Yisrael B'farach. I quote this Gemara all the time. The Pasuk says that he made us work B'farach. What is Parach? The Gemara in Sota says... Shehitilu avodas anashim al nashim ve'avodas anashim al nashim. He gave the men the women's work and the women the men's work.
Stay at home dad,
right? Try babysitting, right? I remember I got in trouble. I got in trouble. When I said, I'm babysitting today. I said, so what are you babysitting? You're fathering. No, because...
It's out of your nature.
It's not totally not your nature, right? It's early. I remember, especially when your kids are little. I mean, when they're older, it's different because then you can have intellectual conversations. But for men to take care of little kids, it's not their nature. It's early. Bishlam avodas anashim. I understand avodah parach saying that the men's work goes to the women anashim. Zui avodas parach bishvil anashim because they're sitting there building homes. That's not the nature of women. I understand avodas anashim al nashim. But for men to do women's work, harizu kalul anashim. It's very simple. What, they can't lift a batter to bake a cake? But avodas parach. It's not parach. The explanation is, even though the gashmius that they're working on a gashmius level, on a physical level, it's very easy. Very hard for man to do women's work. They don't even know what, they have no interest in it. They get no benefit from this. Like, you know, you fulfill a task, shkayach. I was talking to a woman once, and, you know, I was working with her on a project, and she finished our meeting, and she took out her pen and crossed off her list. Crossed it off the list. So I said, oh, you have a list? She's crossing. She goes, sometimes if it's an item not on my list, and I accomplish the task I was supposed to, she writes it on the list and crosses it off the list.
Love
it. So she told me, right? I said, you know, today she was... It's a laugh, right? Because men, I don't know if you've done that. You're like, I don't know. So it makes sense, right? Because there's a certain geschmack in Hanoah from accomplishing the task. It's a woman's thing.
I appreciate that.
Cult what?
I appreciate that.
Oh, do you? It's a bit, but in different areas. In work, not necessarily
yeah.
like
yeah, yeah.
in the
high. It's the wrong piece of the puzzle.
Right.
That's the part here.
Right. So you cult, oh, exactly. Exactly. It is. You're trying to wedge, as a good muscle, you're trying to stick the puzzle in a place where right. you're putting the corner piece in the side, right?
Trying to bake something.
Kol ba malach yochel atzliach. You can only succeed when you get benefit. Hachayit, the tailor. He only satisfied when he makes a nice coat. Banoi, a builder. Yeshlo, sius, he gets a satisfaction. Ratzin and Mumakayim. Binyan Yafel Mushlom. When he builds a building, right? When the builder finishes the building, he looks at his work, he says, ah, Gevaldik. Melamid Yeladim, a teacher. Matzliach, Rakim Yeshlo Tainig Mizeh. Only if he gets a benefit. I go to Chasanis for that reason. If he doesn't get any benefit from it, woe to the Talmud, woe to the... But if you're not getting a sipa kanefesh, that's the term here. You have to get a sipa kanefesh from what you do, and men and women get different sipa kanefesh from different dachim. So, from different things. So, we'll stop over here, but the way he's building, obviously, we're going to talk more about this next week, the way he's building this is... The idea is you have to walk a mile in another man's shoes. You have to understand where the other party is coming from. If you don't understand where the other party is coming from, that's not what chesed is. We saw that. So the first thing is understanding is that men and women are completed, and therefore the avodah's parach is doing somebody else's avodah that you have no shaykhus to. So what's going to be the avoda? The avoda is going to be trying to understand why that avoda is important for the other party. Because be'etzem, there's no simcha that a man would get from those jobs, and therefore you say to yourself, why are you wasting your time on that? That's our nature. But what's important to understand is that Ezer Kenegdo, the Sforno, going back to that Sforno that we began with, different levels, same level, separate but equal. The recognition of the separate but equal, even though it was deemed unconstitutional in America, is the most constitutional thing in the Torah. And that's what the Sforno highlights, and that's what's being highlighted by this particular Maisa. That we're going to see next week, just a long story that hacks on this point as we get to a Gimel, to recognize and walk on. So it's just the avoda, I guess, for the weakest. Mamash, it's an avoda. Is to try to put yourself in the shoes of another party, especially, and try to understand it, even though it makes no sense to you. You know, like, you want to get to, classic example is you want to get to a place on time, and for some reason there's delays because, you know, you got to make sure that the shaytel is 100% perfect, but that makes a lot of sense, and you got to not be patient with that, but you have to, you're not doing an act of chet, you have to understand, where that is coming from a totally different place. All right.